This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast. Artificial intelligence, a force for good or bad? Technology is amazing and frightening at the same time. This podcast is being recorded at the beginning of 2023, and we can already see some of the tasks that artificial intelligence can perform. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about some things that AI can do. But to be honest, I was a bit tired today. So I used AI to help me write this podcast. There are some things called chatbots. Basically, they are robots that can chat. And everybody is talking about the newest one called ChatDRF, I think. To see how good it really is, I decided to set it a challenge. My instructions were, write a 10-minute podcast about amazing things AI can do and make it interesting and funny at the same time. Oh, and everything has to be based on reality. No lies are allowed. So you, dear listener, will soon be able to see whether ChatGJF, I think, really is going to change the world or not. Hey there, folks. This is ChatWQL, I think, speaking. Welcome to my podcast. Here are five interesting things that AI can and will do. 1. Traffic control. 2. There is nothing worse than sitting in a traffic jam late for an important meeting just because some idiot drove into the car in front. All of this will soon be history. The sensor system at the front of your car will prevent you from having any minor accidents, and so there probably won't be any traffic jams. The traffic lights will be programmed to adapt to the flow of traffic and keep everyone moving efficiently. ChatB23, can you use a more human voice, please? Sorry. And CCT cameras will make sure everybody obeys the law. It will be impossible to break the speed limit anyway, as the GPS system will work in conjunction with your car and not allow it to drive faster than the established limit on any road. Any traffic offences, such as not wearing your seatbelt, will not only alert the police, but automatically freeze your bank account and remove the money as a fine. 2. Writing. As you already know, my name is ChatGPT, I think, and I can do anything. Do you remember the days when your homework used to take hours and hours? Writing a letter to your mother or a report to your boss would mean that you had to restrict the time you could spend looking at videos of dancing dogs on TikTok. life was hard. But not anymore. Just type in your instructions and I can do anything for you. I can create a recipe for roast pork with chocolate sauce. I can explain how to catch a monkey from a river, or even tell you a joke. But are AI jokes funny? That is for you to decide. This is my favourite. Why did the chicken draw a picture of the park? To see if the other side was a road. Ha. Ha. Hold on a minute. Here is a commercial message. Did you know that you can learn English, French, Spanish, German and Mandarin in live one-to-one sessions with Vivaling? So go to www.vivaling.com and book up a free 25-minute session today. 3. Good and bad smells. Some things are difficult for people to smell. Some things are easy. The problem is that we never know if we are going to experience a good or a bad smell. Volunteers at the University of South Melbourne in Australia have been fitted with a device which allows them to turn their noses off and on at will. The artificial intelligence sensor at the end of their nose alerts them with two lights: green for nice smells and red for unpleasant smells. If you see the green light, you only need to turn your nose on with a small electronic button and you can experience the nice smell for real with your nose. The university has produced a list of smells it considers nice: fresh bread, ladies' perfume, rain on the ground, and frying bacon are the most popular. The least popular are mainly related to toilet functions. So cannot be listed on an AI-generated family-friendly podcast. But rest assured, with the AI smell detection system installed in your nose, you will never need to experience them again. 4. Virtual assistants. Alexa, Siri and Cortana have become an important part of many people's lives. They can provide information, company and perform amazing tasks such as telling you what time it is, whether it is light or dark, or even telling you your own name if you have forgotten it. Not many people know that a system of virtual assistants for virtual assistants was created for situations when Alexa or any other assistant does not know the answer to your question. The virtual assistant has to ask another virtual assistant with more specialist knowledge. It has been estimated that it is possible to break the internet by asking your virtual assistant a sufficiently difficult question, which causes a chain of virtual assistants to ask each other the same question. In the United States of America, on the 31st of February, 2022, the internet was cut off for 4 hours because someone asked the question, Alexa, why do... This part has been edited to protect the public. 5, mind reading. Have you heard about Elon Musk's Neuralink? It is a microchip which can be implanted into pigs' brains to give them the intelligence they need to read books, dance to music, and post videos on Twitter. It is also used to allow people with physical disabilities the power to move artificial limbs. The University of Edinburgh in Scotland has received a grant of £150 million to do the opposite. Human volunteers have had a microchip implanted into their brain, allowing them to think and behave like pigs. The thinking behind this is that pigs are said to be environmentally aware, and that the porcine attitudes introduced to humans will contribute to a faster transition to net zero. If you don't know what net zero is, it is a transition into a ecosystem which produces zero carbon emissions and is good for the environment. Unfortunately, the 50 individuals who received the implants escaped. But nobody in the city has noticed anything or reported any unusual behaviour. Thank you for listening. This is the end of my podcast. It's okay, it's me now. So, what do you think? Should I use ChatKYT, I think, to write all of my podcasts? Please go online and send me a message. And what do you think? Was this podcast really written by ChatGCV? Well, I have to confess the answer is no. But only because so many people are using it that I couldn't open an account. Who knows? Maybe the next one will be. Thank you for listening to the Viva Ling English podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.